From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Videos released by police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, show a deadly confrontation between police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Keir Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the pace of the investigation into Scott's death.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Ray Dutch, Keith Scott's brother-in-law, talks about the police videos.
Unfortunately, we are left with far more questions than we have answers. It does not make sense to us how it was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life. It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting of Scott. Demonstrators gathered in other U.S. cities, showing their solidarity with the Charlotte protesters. Speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history dating back to the country's founding.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture opened in Washington on Saturday. This is VOA News. United States and its European allies urging Russia to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's appalled by the chilling military escalation in the war-ravaged city of Aleppo that witnesses say is spearheaded by Syrian forces and their Russian allies. Walid al-Mualim is Syria's foreign minister. He says since the onset of the civil war in 2011, the Syrian government has declared that any solution must follow two parallel tracks, counterterrorism and political track, through its interest in Syrian dialogue that allows Syrians to determine the future of their country. Meantime, a grouping known as Save Our Syria has warned that no truce will hold Syria as long as Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and their Russian allies are permitted, in their words, to bomb, starve, and torture Syrian civilians with impunity. Militants killed 12. It happened in gun and bomb attacks in the northern Iraqi city of Tikrit, with the Islamic State later claiming responsibility for the violence. IS seized Tikrit in June of 2014, but the city has largely been spared the attacks that have plagued other parts of the country since its recapture last year. Meantime, British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says forces are currently being assembled to free Iraq's second city of Mosul from the Islamic State militants, sometimes called Daesh. Fallon has returned from a three-day visit to Iraq where he met senior government officials.
It's a very large city, larger than some of the other cities in Iraq that have already been liberated. But I hope it will not be too long before Mosul and its population can live now free of Daesh.
Backed by the U.S.-led international coalition and paramilitary forces, Iraqi government is gearing up for the Mosul operation. U.S. officials have said they expect the operation to begin in October. Fallon expects it by December. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and her Republican opponent Donald Trump are largely suspending their campaigning ahead of the presidential debate. Each will be meeting later today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a key U.S. ally in the Middle East. By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time. Check out it on the VOAnews.com website.
That's the latest world news from VOA.